and still be Cuban.
Right, but you can't be an intangible. You can't be an intangible.
And Tommy Bliss.
Yeah.
See, he does it to
even
himself.
Even that sounds worse.
What? He does it to
that
himself.
That sounds so bad.
Wait. He does it to himself. What are we doing?
Give him an A for effort, man. He's trying. He's trying.
No.
All right, we got to take a break. Mixed bag coming on up. Back after this. All right. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Your Panthers win last night. Let's get to the mixed bag.
Oh, that was a good one. I watched that game.
Paul Maurice. That's what he had to say on the Cats win.
You know, they're huge, but the real takeaway is I love the way we played. Like, I felt the same way in Ottawa in the last two periods about Montreal. With some guys out, I get that. But the guys that were in there, they played hard, and we were on the puck, and we were frustrating to play against. And that, we've just played fast, and that's a great place to be at this point of the year to understand that that's the way we got to play.
I agree. I thought that they looked it looked like their style yesterday, Leroy, you know, which has been nice because he was really pissed after that Canadiens loss. I mean, Paul Maurice was pretty furious. And then back-to-back wins on this road trip. Now they get a little break before continuing the road trip.
When is Chucky coming back? It's got to be coming soon, right?
It could be literally any day, Vlad. I know they still have some cap stuff they have to work out because they're, you know, you can't bring him back and be over the cap. So there is some things I think they're trying to work out with that, whether that be Bill Zito's trying to work a trade for somebody or cut the right guys. They could put Seth Jones on LTIR, but that means he's done. He can't come back for the playoffs. New rules. So I
no,
don't.
You can't put him.
Oh, you can't go in long-term injury.
No.
Injured reserve.
No, you can't get that money relief anymore. The rules. Are different this year. That's why they haven't made their super move with Barkey out. They haven't been able to do that because they changed the rules now. You can't finagle the cap like that. You can't do the Kucherov.
Oh my goodness, that was brutal, right?
Or the Kachuk.
It was more of the Kachuk, really.
Well, they did it first.
And then when we did it.
We're like, oh, that's a good idea.
And then when we did it, it's like, oh, no.
So now, you know, like the Panthers, remember when the Barkov injury first happened, everybody was like, oh, Cats are going to go on a spending spree.
No.
But you can't unless you rule out Barkov.
And they haven't done that yet.
And then Barkov is telling Spoelstra, yeah, I'll be back in 5 months.
Did you not see him at the Winter Classic?
He was skating.
I'm saying, I tell you.
He's finished Wolverine.
He might be. He might be. He might be finished Hugh Jackman.
He might be.
I don't want to rain on your guys' parade.
Here comes the downpour.
No, but there's different levels of injury. Like, all injuries don't require the full year. So even though he had to have surgery.
He had MCL, ACL.
It might not. It depends on how bad it was.
I don't think it was good, but I think skating, I also don't think skating takes as long. I think it was, they said 7 to 9 months was their original diagnosis.
Football is year.
We've seen him sneak with the brace. Like, remember when he was caught on camera and then he snuck back with the brace off?
He said he was, like, practicing in some park.
Yeah, he was doing, like, Tai Chi at a park in Boca.
Barking?
Yes.
See, everybody, Tai Chi. The fact that you say that and everybody knows who you're talking about lets you know he's coming back soon.
You can't rule it out.
Months ago.
You can't rule it out. I am a little scared about sending Kachuk to the Olympics, you know?
A little scared, I agree.
I'm a little scared about it. I know I can't talk him out of it because what have I said? He brushes his teeth with a bald eagle. That's an American. So he's going. But
he brushes his teeth with a bald eagle?
With a bald eagle. Like, this, you just imagine.
I went to the zoo and he started taking pictures.
That's how American Matthew Kachuk is.
You couldn't say he just brushes his teeth with Crest?
No.
That don't get no more American than that? You gotta use a bald eagle?
Like a bald eagle, dude. He's got the feathers on the bristles.
Oh, so he's doing like some Flintstone stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. Sergei Bobrovsky was awesome yesterday. Here was Paul Maurice on Bob.
That's a tough night. A tough night for him in terms of just sitting cold for minutes. And then it's the kind of style of game that they play that when they get something, it's high-end and it's dangerous, and he had to make a couple of saves for us that were really important.
Dude, he did a full-on split. You remember that? Full-on, I'm like, it makes you just think, like, how does he do that with all that gear on? Full split, kick, save, and a beaut.
The gear has nothing to do with the ability to do the splits.
It's very impressive. Nobody's as flexible as him.
No, I am not.
Yeah, see? Tai Chi in a park in Boca.
By himself?
By himself.
By himself. This was, let me tell you what day it was. November 10th. So it was probably the day before. So imagine what he's doing now.
He's probably doing backflips. Too much. Probably.
Could you imagine just shirtless Barky just out in the park?
I don't have to imagine.
You think people just,
right there.
I think people, Barkov's now at a level of fame with two cups. Like he can't, he needs to find his quiet zones, right? Like, or are people bothering him left and right?
And what better place than Boca?
Going to the Cheesecake Factory there on Glades? Hanging out with Hawkman?
That place is so crowded. I don't like cheesecake.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you. I found another brother who don't like cheesecake.
Can I just say this?
Thank you.
Their menu is 17 pages long.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the factory.
But only two things are good.
Oh, you don't like the Cheesecake Factory.
He doesn't like it now. Because
I don't like it now
because
they put cake in their cheesecake. So it goes cheesecake, cake, cheesecake. They don't just go full cheesecake. It used to be a big piece of cheesecake.
You're not going full cheese.
Yeah. Nope.
Let's hear from
I'm out. And it ain't that good that you have to wait that long to eat.
Facts.
And you ain't that good. You ain't Ruth Chris. You ain't Prime 112. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's levels.
I know there's levels. Yeah. Okay, what's on the same level as?
No, there's levels. You comparing it to, like, you know,
the top.
You
so I compare it to.
It's like a Bennigan's.
Yeah, no.
Than a Bennigan's.
Dude, I haven't heard Bennigan's. I don't know why that came in my mind right now. I've heard Bennigan's.
It's
in a
above
long
the
time.
Weight class of Outback.
It's a little bit above. It's above a Chili's and an Outback.
Yeah, above Applebee's.
But it's below Ruth Chris.
Yeah,
it's in the same ballpark with, you know,
Yard House.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's in the same ballpark with Yard House.
Yeah, except Yard House got TVs.
Love a Yard.
You ain't even got TVs.
Yard House is great. You take your girl there; she thinks you had a great meal.
Mike Tomlin, you want to hear some of him after the game? This was his message to the team after the loss, or asked to give his message.
You know, it's not time for talk. You know, we agreed that we'll meet tomorrow and go from there. But, you know, when you're in this a single elimination tournament, man, it's not a whole lot to talk about. You win or you go home.
All right. He also was asked about his future with the Steelers.
Mike, how do you approach a decision about your future?
I'm not even in that mindset as I sit here tonight. I'm more in the mindset of what transpired in this stadium and, you know, certainly what we did and didn't do. Not a big picture mentality as I sit here tonight.
Sounds like he needs some sun.
He definitely needs a break. Some relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need a suntan. That's been already given to him in life. But he definitely needs to go, you know, a place to relax, some sandy beaches. South Florida sounds like a good place, you know.
It could be. Ocean breeze.
It sounds like a good place.
Maybe he can get McDaniel's house by the elbow room, you know?
Nah. By the way,
He
definitely walked by the elbow room and let people know that it's Mike Tomlin. He's not sneaking. He's not poking his head out. He's walking chest poking out, walking around like, yeah, we did that. We did that.
Here's one more from Tomlin. This was him on the losing streak that he has in the playoffs.
Again, as I mentioned earlier, man, I'm not in the big picture perspective. I'm just not in that mindset. I don't think about the totality of it. You pour everything that you have into these performances and what goes on tonight. And so, you know, maybe I have a different perspective the next time we get together. But as I sit here tonight, it's just about what transpired in there. I probably couldn't articulate an appropriate answer relative to big picture things.
It's really not much to say after you get your ass kicked like that, bro.
That's basically what he said, but in a nice way.
The Mike Tomlin way.
The Mike Tomlin way.
The fly way is on. I ain't got nothing to say. I got my ass kicked.
I love that guy. Sounds like his press conference are like 10 minutes. That's good.
Oh, man.
That's good.
I could see him giving you the stank eye if you asked him a stupid question. Oh, buddy.
No, he'll do something like this.
Or if you talk to him like a Billie Eilish, he'll be like, put some trust into that man.
Hey.
Hmm? What?
Tread lightly.
I will tread lightly.
Won't.
I always
tread lightly. Mike Tomlin? He's treading.
I will tread lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, that's how I always go. I'm always trying to tread lightly.
Okay.
Then you guys make fun of me for it. You say I sound like Billie Eilish.
By the way, I know all the coaches in South Florida. Who's the toughest one right now?
The toughest?
Yeah.
Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice, right? J-Fig? It's got to be
so
Paul
sorry.
Maurice.
I will always say Spo. Paul Maurice.
No, it ain't Spo no more, bro. Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Because he ain't winning?
Yeah. And also, I'm just thinking of
but
that
tough,
picture.
But being tough doesn't...
I'm also thinking of that picture of, you know, when Tobin was leering over Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel at
leering
the time.
Is a strong word, boy. I would say that. I was skeptically looking at two doofuses.
Skeptically looking at two doofuses is equal to leering, okay? You were leering at the man. You're not doing that if Mike Tomlin's the head coach.
I don't know. I might actually leer more.
No, you...
I would like to leer, leer up to Cleveland.
Hmm? He's going to be in Cleveland, huh?
Who?
Mike McDaniel.
That's going to be a
coach. I don't know. I don't think... I mean... You can leave the defense alone, right?
You know, I can see him. I feel like he's gonna end up with the Titans. I'm feeling Titans. I feel like they, you know, Cam Ward, young QB, had a tough year. I'm feeling Mike McDaniel going to the Titans. Not a lot of pressure there.
I would say he would be a better fit with a defense that's already in place. And you could just go in there and coach the offense.
Well, that could be a problem. They're not a very good team.
Right.
Everything stinks there.
Correct.
Except for Cam Ward.
But they got a number. They got a top first round pick.
I'm getting to that. Mm-hmm. Jason.
Somebody's asking you?
Mike McDaniel to Cleveland? I don't
know. They want the inside, dude. Yeah, he could take Maui Noah. Maui Noah reunion.
Who?
Titans. You got to protect Cam. Put Maui Noah up there.
Because they already got a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they would have what they should do, as high as their pick is trade it. I don't know what the quarterback class is, but there'll be people that want to move up.
People saying it's not very impressive.
Right. So if there's only two quarterbacks, Tennessee has what, the third pick?
I'm looking right now.
No, I think they have the
fourth
pick.
It goes okay. Raiders, Jets, Cardinals, Titans,
Giants,
Browns. Dolphins picking 11th.
He just said the same thing I said. Keep the defensive guy. Let the defensive guy keep doing his thing. Well, the defensive coach got to always look great as long as you got Myles Garrett on the team.
I picture Myles Garrett bringing in Mike McDaniel on a baby Bjorn. Just carrying him in.
Was like, what was that? Total Recall? Like he just crawled out like
Can
Total
you
Recall.
Imagine when they show a picture of him talking to Myles Garrett and he's had
his, dude,
he's looking at a beanstalk?
Can I just tell you, I'm a lot bigger than Mike McDaniel and I stand next to him and I'm like, yes, he's a behemoth.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Get you updated on all the things going around the South Florida landscape. Got a busy night in sports tonight. We're back after this.